This is Scott Craig with another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in the North Country. I call it The Story Next Door. It's based on my firm belief that everyone has a story worth hearing. I learned about a man named Paul Hazelton and wanted to meet him. His home was on a corner with only Grand View Parkway separating him from the sparkling waters of Grand Traverse Bay. I was met at the door by his wife, Mary, a slight, engaging woman in her 90s. Paul was seated in an easy chair, facing the bay. He's a large man with glasses and gray-brown hair. He's 93 years old. He told me that from 7th grade on, he knew he wanted to become an architect. That's partly because he has a gift for drawing, and partly because his father was a carpenter. Paul was fascinated, watching his dad put things together. Paul began his formal architectural training in 1940 at the University of Michigan, but his education was interrupted by World War II. He served his country as a pilot of a B-17. He flew out of Italy, sometimes returning with holes in the wings, and on one occasion with just two of his bomber's four engines functioning. On his 17th mission, flying over Austria, his cockpit was hit by flak. Shards of plexiglass exploded into Paul's left eye. His co-pilot took over, landing the damaged plane in Yugoslavia. Paul was sent to a series of army hospitals. Doctors did all they could, but were unable to remove all the shards from his eye. He was informed that at some point, he was likely to lose the sight in that eye. He was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross and returned to the U of M, graduating in 1948 with his degree in architecture. That same year, he joined a Traverse City firm. His employer had a daughter named Mary. That part of the story is history. They've been married now 67 years and have three sons. As an architect, Paul counts among his major projects the renovation and additions to the Park Place Hotel, the National Bank and Trust Building, the Chamber of Commerce Building, the Traverse City Golf and Country Club, dormitories and the Student Center for Northwestern Michigan College, and the Traverse City Regional Airport Complex. He was also deeply involved in civic life of the Grand Traverse area, holding a number of prominent positions. He's proud of the fact that he was instrumental in the acquisition of Power Island as a county park. In 1983, he reduced his architectural endeavors to two projects a year and began painting with watercolors. His work hung in Midwestern galleries and prominent exhibitions. Some of his paintings are on the walls of his living room. A trail through a snow-filled woods. The beauty of an old barn door. The serenity of an ice-covered stream. Folks lucky enough to own Paul Hazelton paintings prize them highly. There is, however, more than a touch of irony to his life. You see, because of his war injury, he did lose the sight in his left eye. Yet he was still able to work and paint for many years. Then, because of the strain of using just one eye, 10 years ago, he lost the sight in his right eye as well. Today, the man who lives overlooking gorgeous Grand Traverse Bay, who is responsible for so many magnificent buildings, who has created stunning art, is totally blind. He takes it philosophically. "I'm grateful," Paul told me. "I could easily have been killed in the cockpit of that B-17. Instead, I've had a wonderful, full life." And one more thing, Paul Hazelton does keep up on what's going on in Traverse City. He's intrigued by a neighborhood group that is currently working to gather funds to restore the 114-year-old clock and bell atop the Grand Traverse County Courthouse. It's been broken for a decade. "I hope those folks succeed," Paul said. "It's a wonderful piece of our history. Of course, I won't be able to see the restored clock faces, but I'll love to hear that chime again." Paul Hazelton, a man who has brought great beauty to our Northland, and he's today's chapter of The Story Next Door. This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.